Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg, a sunny 24, Pretoria 26, Polokwane and Rustenburg 28 degrees.
At the Galulis, N12, R24 westbound, there's a stationary vehicle before the Galulis, and also Lanseria, N14 northbound, delays between the Lanseria and Diepsloot exits.
The 2024 elections are 39 days away. And EFF leader Julius Malema has criticised the Independent Electoral Commission's decision to continue fighting for former President Jacob Zuma to be disqualified from contesting. Malema discussed the EFF's campaign programme with members of the media in Johannesburg today. The engagement comes just days after the Commission approached the Constitutional Court to seek clarity on the Electoral Court's decision to allow Zuma back on the ballot paper. Zuma was disqualified due to his previous conviction in 2021, in which he was sentenced to more than 12 months imprisonment for failing to appear before the Zondo Commission of Inquiry.
We have got 110% confidence on the IEC, but they are making so many stupid mistakes in a year where the election is highly contested, where they're supposed to be perfect. We are going now for 30 years of democracy. They've got the necessary experience.
The Gauteng Education Department has confirmed the death of a teacher at a school in Vanderbijl Park. A staff member at the Bopilong Secondary School found the educator's body lying next to his car this morning. The exact cause of death is unknown at this stage. His department spokesperson, Steve Mabona.
Police are investigating circumstances surrounding this incident.
There's been a major boost in passenger rail commuter trips nationwide since the COVID-19 pandemic officially ended. This was revealed by Transport Minister Sindisiwe Chikunga at the relaunch of the Nansfield Railway Line in Johannesburg today. She says there have been over 70 million passenger train trips over the past 3 years alone. Back in 2020, only 7.4 million passenger trips were recorded.
Though we are not where we should be, this marks a significant improvement and illustrates the demand for the service.
Staying with transport-related matters, and the remains of 42 people who were killed in a bus crash in Limpopo have been identified and will be handed over to their families. The accident occurred on the eve of the Easter long weekend. The ZCC congregants were on their way to Moira when their bus plunged off a bridge before catching fire. Here's Limpopo Health Department spokesperson Tilekvali Muavu.
The team comprising members of SAPS Victim Identification Unit and the Forensic Pathology Services will meet on Monday at Mokopane Hospital, where they will finalize the packaging of the remains of the deceased to prepare them for repatriation.
And South African cinemas are struggling amid tough economic times. This week, Stekinico announced plans to close 9 cinemas countrywide. Over 200 employees are expected to be retrenched. In a statement, the company says it made the move because it suffered a significant decline in attendance. Now, these people say going to the movies can be an expensive exercise.
It's pricey, and there's other means of watching movies nowadays, like Netflix, Showmax.
I go very rarely. The only reason I don't really go often is too busy.
As much as I used to enjoy going to the movies, I don't go to the movies anymore. It has just become so expensive.
I'm Chanel September, more news on Afrikaans at 2.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones.